98Q Country, shut up in your face. Little Joe Dolce for you to start the day.
Watch it.
Hey, you touching my car, I'll break your face. He's got two songs, and I'm not afraid to use them. Joel and I hanging out, goofy banter guaranteed, but hey, we've got a friend here too today. Nancy Demlo here.
We found a friend. We were looking for one earlier in the 7 o'clock hour. We found one.
We were sounding lonely.
Are you all right with that, Nancy?
You pay me enough, I'll be your friend.
I like that. She's already my friend, yes.
Nancy, we've got you here today as a member of the Flambeau River YMCA, and I know that might be your most recently acquired title, but a lot of people around the area know you as a lot of things. I remember you from, well, if you don't mind my mentioning, back in the Corner Rock days, I think was kind of the first time I met you, and then, of course, you were involved with law enforcement in the area, and I've seen you, just a couple of years ago, I saw you in uniform at a Flamborama, if I recall correctly,
So
now you've kind of hopped into a position at the Flambeau River YMCA. Let's start with talking about what you do there, please.
All right. I am the Forever Well coordinator at the YMCA, and what that position entitles is I now work with our senior citizens in the area. I absolutely love it. They are the nicest people, and we have so much fun. I do group exercise workout classes. We also have, once a month, we have a lunch and learn that we do. We have a big potluck lunch. We invite guest speakers, a lot of different, like, doctors and people that will come in and speak about our health, right? And so I do a lot of that. I plan these events, and I help out around the Y wherever I can. The good thing is I work now 15 hours a week, so my schedule is really reduced.
Very nice. I know I envy that myself, though I can't say I do a lot of hard work sitting here in front of a microphone. I know that 15-hour schedule, it's kind of hard to – it's tempting. It's tempting, I think, to
everybody.
Sounds
exhausting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, Nancy, I'd say that the Northwoods is full of people who are really good at doing what we need to do. That's one of the things I might identify is, you know, a small town needs people who will do what they need, even though on the days they don't want to. But with challenges like healthcare costs and long drives and things like that, we have some extra challenges when it comes to being well, I would say. And so I'm sure you've found out and already knew that when it comes to wellness, you've got to add some fun to it, some organization, some social atmosphere to it. Is that something you'd say you're involved in with the YMCA?
Oh, yeah. Our group exercise classes especially, we have a lot of fun in there. I have my people in the back row. I call them my party animals. And it is a lot of fun working with the seniors. And, like, not only that you mention some of the challenges that we have up here in the Northwoods, one of the biggest challenges that I face working with our seniors is, of course, so many are retired and now on limited income.
Right.
So that kind of reduces some of the entertainment and the going out and the travelings and those kinds of things. But the groups and the seniors that I work with make living here so fun, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless whether it's limited nice. Income, whether it's limited physical ability, whatever it is, there's such high spirits among our seniors, right?
And you talk about exercising, that envelops a lot of different, there's a big area in there, because for some people, exercising may be something as simple as hand on a chair and bending down and bending up, and I'm sure you got seniors that can do a little more intense stuff.
Right,
so
exactly.
you kind of have classes for all stages of that life, right?
Yeah, we definitely have classes for all different stages and all different, you know, we have like the yoga going on. So it's not just like my low impact chair workout classes that we do, but also in those classes that I do, I like to speak about those because I know them personally because I'm doing it. But I have people that use walking devices, whether it's walkers or canes, all the way to seniors who are my party animals in the back row standing up doing 63 jumping jacks.
Yeah.
Right?
And maybe running a 3K or something that weekend.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, we have a wide variety in that class of different levels, which gives everybody the freedom to be at the level that they're at, right? And not feel like they have to live up to something.
That's
right?
Something I wanted to ask about, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, you know, if you're that 60-year-old who's got some limitations that a 70-year-old doesn't have, I'm going to get in my own head about that, and I'm going to think, I'm not where I should be if other people older than me are doing better.
Are you talking to me about that?
Not out loud, Joel.
You looked at me.
I didn't say your name.
He looked right at me, didn't he?
Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. But it's not about that, right? It's not about your age. It's not a number. It's not a performance assessment. It's just about, like, hey, let's tailor what you're doing to what you can do and what you hope to do, regardless of the number involved.
Exactly. And like I was saying, the freedom in my class, you can, when you're working out, you could either sit or you could stand. You could use weights. You don't have to use weights. If you can do 5 reps, you do 5 reps, right? And if you want to take a break and jump back in when you can, then please do that, right?
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make it very wide open to the seniors, regardless of their limitations.
And you talk about the exercise, that's important, and the socializing you mentioned a little bit too, because when people get older, the socializing part sometimes can be tough, especially when you have physical limitations or you lose people who are close to you. My mom's going to be 86 this year, and she talks to me a lot about socializing, about just being able to losing friends. That's important to her. And this adds not only this exercising, but the socializing part. Very important too, isn't it?
Right. Yes, it is. The YMCA has been such an important part to our seniors in the area. Right. And, you know, our group workout room is called the Mind, the Body, and the Spirit Room. And it's called that for a reason. Right. We need to work on all three. We need to work on our mind. We need to work on our body, and we need to work on our spirit. And the mind, socialization helps the mind so much. Mm-hmm. Physical activity helps the mind. You know, if we have seniors that are in their home alone, many of them struggle with depression, right? If we can get them out, if we can get them moving, it does wonders for them. I have a great testimony. One of our seniors, she had only been at the YMCA for about a month. So we know that physically she was not, she did not get stronger within a month, right? But she had fallen at home. She was able to crawl to the table. She was able to pull herself up, grab her phone, call 911, crawl to the back door, and unlock the back door. She said she wouldn't have been able to do that prior to the YMCA. She said, it's not because I've gotten stronger, but I'm finding out the things I can do.
Yeah, nice.
One of the things that seniors go through, loving family, loving people, no, you can't go down the basement stairs. You know, you can't go out in the backyard. You might fall, right? So they're being told an awful lot of things that they can't do. At the YMCA, let's focus on those things that you can do, and let's make you strong there.
Right.
Find a safe way to establish what those limitations are, because they change.
Exactly.
And it makes sense. If someone's kind of guiding, I don't want to use the word coddling, but it does cross over into that sometimes for the best of reasons. You know, family cares about you, wants you to be safe, but it sounds like it's very possible for you to lose track of limitations, and therefore you might not know what the list of safe activities is.
Exactly.
To me, it sounds like making wellness resources accessible makes the Northwoods more accessible.
Exactly. And here's the thing. So many of these seniors have been pillars in our community, right? In their working days, they've been great managers, they've been presidents of companies, they've been, you know, and they've been a big staple and a big pillar in our community. As they age, shouldn't we keep that respect
for
them? Shouldn't we as a community continue to build them up?
Exactly.
Right?
And don't let the yeah buts hold you back, because a lot of people say, yeah, but I don't have a ride. Yeah, but I can't. Yeah, but because YMCA has dealt with most situations, and you guys help people and work through all those, right?
Right, exactly. And there's so many seniors in our class who love to bring other people, because that's helping them socially. Then very often, let's stop at Quick Trip afterwards, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it becomes such a great hub for them socially.
Bring a donut to your favorite DJ after that. I mean, things like that, right, Grant?
Absolutely right, acceptable.
Right. Little things like that
totally
that bring you joy, right?
Not required, but very acceptable.
Right. Well, and actually, speaking of donuts, I also on Thursday mornings, I do a coffee club, and it's a morning devotion. And we have donuts there. And the joke is, that's my job security. Come eat donuts and let me work it right off of you.
I'm picturing the angry dismissal situation that would never happen. But you get rid of me and these donuts are gone. Like, I can see the angry conversation. Well, Nancy, we talk to Scott all the time about what the Y is up to and get updates there. Let's turn our sights to this upcoming weekend because you're not here for nothing. Of course, you're always busy and you've got stuff more than worth talking about. But we've got a particularly special event happening just a couple days already. It's Saturday.
We do.
What's coming?
What's coming? It's called our Senior Citizen Celebration. And what that is at the YMCA, we have seniors. It's on my heart to make the YMCA the hub for our seniors in the community. And it breaks my heart to know that there are seniors that are sitting at home that can't afford to come to the YMCA, but they want to, right? Once again, very often seniors are on limited income. Mm-hmm. And if their insurance doesn't pick it up, now, granted, our the membership there is, I believe, $40, $45 a month, right? You're on a limited income, that's a lot.
Right. You guys have done a lot to make it affordable, but that's not a magic wand.
Right. So our Senior Citizen Celebration is basically a fundraiser. I want to raise money, get it into our Forever Well program, so when we know of those seniors out there who can't make that monthly payment, let's help them out.
Yeah.
Right? Let's do what we can to get the seniors out of their home, get them social, and get them involved and get them moving. If you don't move it, you're going to lose it.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
We know that, right, Joel?
Yeah, exactly. And don't be afraid to check your insurance, do whatever you have. I know Scott has mentioned this before. They have a program where you bring in your policy number and they put it in and it tells you exactly what's covered under your insurance. A lot of that is. But this fundraiser, this is a good safety net then for those who maybe fall through the cracks of all those. It's there for them.
There are some insurances that do not pay.
Yeah.
Right. And so we want to help those seniors. And this entire event, the Senior Citizen Celebration, is a fundraiser for that.
All right. So how can the average Joe or Jolene come down Saturday and help out? What can they do?
You can come for our pancake breakfast.
All right.
We're going to have, of course, pancakes. A couple people in the area have donated some of their homemade syrup, which is really good. We're going to have some scrambled eggs. We're going to have some pork sausage, and then, of course, the juices and the coffees and that kind of thing. Come on out for the pancake breakfast. For that, we're simply asking for a donation for the breakfast.
Okay.
Because, once again, limited income. Some may be able to give $3. Some may be able to give $20, right? I want that range open for everybody. So come down with your family. This is an event that's open to the entire public. Come out for all ages. We're going to have the pancake breakfast. We're going to have the car show. Greg Griesel has helped Big G.
Oh, yeah.
He's helping us with that car show.
Nice.
And we're going to have vendors out there. We're going to have Northtown Jubilee, a live band, is going to be playing all day. And they are all seniors.
Nice.
Which is a lot of fun. Of course, Miss Ruby and her paint classes. She's going to be there with her paint classes.
Nice.
So you can sign up. You can go into a paint class. And
so the serving of the breakfast starts at, 7? And how long does that run till about?
That'll run till about 10:30.
Okay.
And then we're going to move into concessions.
Okay. All right.
Usually about 11, people are ready for a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly. But if they want to support the seniors program specifically that we talked about, that the funds from that pancake breakfast are kind of going to go for that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the entry for the car show and the entry for our vendors all go towards the towards this program. So the entire day is a fundraiser for the program.
Yeah, so get on down there to the Y as early as 7 o'clock right away, or probably till like mid-afternoon or so, right?
Yeah, we go until the grounds are open until 2.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
And
right.
We'll be there broadcasting live. Big G will from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. that morning, but it will continue. Yes. It'll be going before and after we are there.
Pancake breakfast and hugs from Big G. So, right. I mean, how better way to start your weekend, right?
Well, and you know what? I can't give enough thanks to John's Auto Works, right? He's sponsoring this.
And nice.
Yeah. And I've known John for a great guy. He's worked on our cars down there in Fifield all the time. John is a great guy. I've known him a good 20 years.
He's kind of a quiet car magician. Locals know him, but yeah, you don't see him, but locals know John. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was just thinking about that. You don't see the name of that business flying on a banner through the sky, but you do see a lot full of cars being worked on by Quality Tech. Yeah. So it's like
exactly.
The locals know. John's Auto Works is where it's at.
John is a silent strength in our community.
Yeah.
He really is. He doesn't walk around tooting his horn. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't brag it up, but he doesn't need to either because his work is good and he's got the people.
Yeah,
right?
now he's giving back as he always has.
Yeah.
So, all right, the Flambeau River YMCA Saturday, big event. I hope people will come on down. It's a great time for you to check out the Y if you've never been in there. Come on in there and maybe check out to see if your insurance covers a membership for you and the kids or whatever that thing you've been waiting to do. So we got pancakes.
Right.
We got maple syrup, real maple syrup.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And I love showing people around what we have there. So even if you just want to stop in and if you've driven past there and you're always wondering what it looked, come in. Let me walk you around. Let me show you what we do. And catch a vision.
And you're not a salesperson, but you'll happily explain to people the benefits of joining up with the Y if it's possible, right?
Like that's, exactly.
It's a great opportunity to ask those questions.
Well, and I don't have to be a salesperson because with all my classes that I do, I always ask for a testimony. So the class and their stories and how they're growing and changing, it was huge. One of the ladies said, I can now carry a full laundry basket of clothes up the basement steps. That's huge.
It is.
When you age, right?
Yeah.
So these are testimonies that I get every day, that I get to hear how they're growing. So they sell it. Right?
Yeah.
I don't need to do it. They just need to show up and listen.
Yeah, and from the old Corner Rock days, just warning, if you come down Saturday, a marshmallow fight, a pickle war may or may not break out at some point during the I'm just saying it might
happen.
Speaking
marshmallow wars, we have that back to school rally coming.
Oh, no.
And that is back. Marshmallow wars are back. I'm throwing big fluffy marshmallows at kids.
You know, and I can speak to it firsthand. Taking a full size, there were jumbo marshmallows once upon a time, I remember. And I know that because I took one to the dome, center of the forehead. It was the kind of pain I needed,
though. I think
though.
Your sons may have modified a couple of those marshmallows. Yeah, they hurt a little
bit. Well, I did have to tell, especially the boys, you cannot take a bite out of that and then throw it. They would take a bite and throw it so it sticks.
I definitely never did that. Not even once.
Flambeau River YMCA this Saturday.
This Saturday. Check out the flyer on our website, 98qcountry.com. Chat with Nancy about what you can do to contribute to the program or to join it. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you again, but not soon enough.
Good to see you.
Nancy Demlow with the Flambeau River YMCA. She'll be there this Saturday, and we will too, from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Right now, though, it's 8:37 a.m., and we've got more Reality Radio guests scheduled for about the 8:45 mark. Keith Crispell, District Admin from Prentice School District, is next on Reality Radio after this.